The following radio interviews were conducted by Tim Behrens of KJSL Radio in St. Louis during the July 2005 SDA General Conference. In this segment, we'll be speaking with Lydell Oltmans.
Good morning, Lydell. You want to say hi to all of our Seventh-day Adventist friends who are listening this morning?
Well, hi.
Okay.
How are you this morning?
Okay. Now, you were a Seventh-day Adventist for how long?
We were actually attending Seventh-day Adventist congregations for about 7 years, but I think it took us another 4 years after we stopped attending before we actually were no longer Seventh-day Adventist. We kind of had to go through a lot of questioning and a lot of searching after we left.
So you were a convert?
Yes, we were. My husband and I were Christians before we went into the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And then when we left, of course, we just returned to the uncluttered gospel.
Now, what was the appeal for you?
To go into the Adventist Church?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think the whole thing was we took our eyes off of Jesus, and we got into just looking at end-time prophecies. And it seems to me like anytime someone just focuses on a particular view of end time prophecy, you end up kind of using what you think is your understanding of prophecy to interpret the rest of Scripture.
Mm. And they can be very deceptive when it comes to prophecy. You can go to these prophecy seminars and ask them who's behind it, and they'll just kind of hem and haw, won't they?
Oh, yeah.
No smoking seminars?
Right. My husband and I actually led a seminar, and we were told when we were getting ready to do it not to tell people that we were Seventh-day Adventists.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, it might be, and I've seen this even in Baptist churches, like Concord, a church for everybody. Well, it's a Southern Baptist church, but they're saying, there's bad baggage being a Baptist. Some people think we're holy rollers, and so let's just call it Concord, a church for everybody.
Oh, I've never run into that.
And so, yeah, you see that in a few places.
Seventh-day Adventists, where they revere Ellen G. White above the Bible.
In fact, my daughter goes to Summit Community Church, which is a Baptist church.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can understand. I mean, I'm just talking about marketing here.
Right.
Why they would do that.
Right. Well, yeah, we were told not to do it because then they wouldn't come back. Which is sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
And you encouraged, well, what was it that caused you to leave? What was it that...
Well, you know, we saw...
Were you aware that she plagiarized more than 80% of her writings?
No, we weren't. We weren't at that time. As a matter of fact, we had gotten kind of annoyed with the writings of Ellen White while we were still in the church with some things that we saw that weren't quite right. And we thought, well, you know, we'll just sit her aside and we'll just go with what we think we're seeing as good stuff. And if we had read her writings, I think we would have left sooner.
Now,
because we would have seen the mistakes.
One of the things that may have attracted me had I thought about the Seventh-day Adventists before I was a Christian was their going to church on Saturday,
right?
Because I had been a member of been a Jehovah's Witness, been a part of Armstrong's group for a while, because Armstrong, they were Sabbath keepers, and I liked having a handle on truth that nobody else has.
Exactly.
And I would think that would have been kind of appealing.
It was. That was a whole part of the thing, with the end time prophecies, thinking, well, we're going to get ahead of everybody else here by keeping the Sabbath, But it was only after, really, I think, we saw some problems in the local congregation. But it was only after we left there and we really started studying that we realized that the problems that we saw were not with the understanding of the people in the local congregation, but they arose from the denomination itself and, particularly from the writings of Ellen White. And we, after someone leaves the church, they're carrying all these... views in their head, their errors. And it takes a while after they leave. People are so desperate that they really want to know doctrine. They want to know the truth. But I think part of the problem that people run into is what we read in John 5, 39 and 40, that you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not willing to come to me that you may have life. And I think that's the problem we run into sometimes when we leave the Adventist church, is that, you know, we're searching the scriptures and searching the scriptures to try to determine doctrine, when what we need to do first is get a correct view of God.
Mm. So you recommend they do what? How would they do that?
Well, for instance, you know, you take the book of John and you start reading, not to try to garner out doctrine, but to just read through it to see who Jesus was,
mm-hmm.
how he related to God, how he related to people. You know, in the Adventist church, we felt like really the view of God is almost like that of a foster father. That, you know, here's this foster kid, he goes into this home, and there's all these rules that he's supposed to keep. And the kid is a kid. He's going to break a rule.
Mm-hmm.
And when he breaks a rule, you know, he has to go around wondering, well, did I apologize enough? Is there a rule I've forgotten? Which time that I break a rule is going to be the one that gets me kicked out of the family?
It's kind of like the Mormon faith, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, really. And, you know, it's totally opposite of the view of God that's given in the Bible, and that's of a loving adoptive father. You know, a child who's adopted has a new name and a new identity.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the security of knowing, okay, now he is a member of the family. He's a kid. He's going to break rules. But the father loves him, and he's going to help him, and he's going to teach him and help him to grow. And he does that by spending time with the child.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what we have to do as Christians, is spend time with God to learn who we are. You know, once our name was sinner and now our name is saved by grace, we're still going to sin because we're kids. You know, we're still learning. We're still growing. But it takes time of being with him and watching him, observing him, to learn who we are now and that we don't have to be the way we were.
When you're out, like at the grocery store or the drugstore, do you see any of your former Seventh-day Adventist friends, and are they still friends, and how do they respond to you?
Yeah, I only very, very rarely run into them. Really, there's only two or three that I've ever run into. It's interesting because we can be talking and we're having a good time, but as soon as I mention something about the Lord, it's like you can feel a wall goes up between us. And one lady in particular actually physically took a step backwards when I mentioned the Lord. I thought it was so sad.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, would you lift up in prayer our Seventh-day Adventist friends who are listening? Many are listening now. And that the Lord will just set them free, and they'll get into a church where the Bible is taught as the true final authority.
Yes, absolutely. Can I pray right now?
Sure, absolutely, please.
Oh, Father God, we just invite you into these people's lives, Lord. You have so much for them, Father. Your freedom of just the uncluttered gospel is such a sweet thing, and walking with you as loving Father is just such an awesome, awesome experience. So, Father, I pray that you would place in them a hunger, just a desperate desire to know you better, that will just drive them to set aside everything they've seen before and take them to your word to find out who you are, Lord. Truth can be examined, Father, and if it's your truth, you're going to shine light on that with no outside influences for them, just you and the Holy Spirit. So, Father, I just pray that you would move in these people's lives, that you would bring freedom there, Lord. Bring freedom. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are there any websites that you recommend our Seventh-day Adventist friends check into?
Yeah, the Former Adventist website has been really excellent, I think.
FormerAdventist.com?
Yes.
Okay, FormerAdventist.com. Liddell Oldmans, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak.